You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Time of Mourning, the 17th of Tammuz, the 3 weeks, and the 9th of Av. Shiva Asara B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, is the fast day commemorating many tragedies that have befallen Jewish people on this day. It is also the beginning of the 3 weeks, a time during which the Jewish people mourn the destruction of the first and second Beit HaMikdash, the Jerusalem temples. The 3 weeks ends with another fast on the 9th of Av. As the name suggests, this fast falls on the 17th of Tammuz, June or July on the Gregorian calendar. The fast lasts from sunup to sundown as set by halakha, that is, Jewish law, when no food or drink is permitted. Work, bathing, and the wearing of leather are permitted on this day. This day is celebrated by the fast, special prayers, and the beginning of the 3 weeks. According to the Talmud and tracted to Anit, there were 5 tragedies that have befallen the Jewish people on this date. When Moses descended from Mount Sinai after receiving the 10 Commandments, he saw the idol worship taking place. Becoming enraged, Moses broke the tablets. The twice daily sacrificial offerings at the first Beit HaMikdash ceased due to the lack of sheep. This was caused by the siege of the Babylonians upon the city of Jerusalem. The walls of Jerusalem were breached by the Romans in 70 CE, which ultimately ended with the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash and the expulsion of the Jews from the land of Israel. The Roman military leader Postumus burned a Sefer Torah, a Torah scroll, in Jerusalem. An idol was erected in the Beit HaMikdash by King Manasseh. Other tragedies have also befallen the Jewish people on this date. In 1239, Pope Gregory IX ordered the confiscation of all copies of the Talmud. In 1391, 4,000 Jews were killed in Toledo and Jaén, Spain. In 1559, the Jewish quarter of Prague was looted and burned. In 1944, the Kovno ghetto was liquidated. In 1970, Libya ordered the confiscation of all Jewish property. The Talmud, in tractate to Anit, associates this day with the fast of the fourth month, spoken about by Zechariah. According to the Talmud, the 17th of Tammuz will be transformed in the Messianic era into a time of joy, gladness, and celebration. As I mentioned, the 17th of Tammuz is the beginning of the 3 weeks, a time during which the Jewish people mourn the destruction of the first and second Beit HaMikdash, the Jerusalem temples. As the name suggests, this period of mourning by the whole Jewish world lasts for 3 weeks. From the 17th of Tammuz through the 9th of Av, falling in June, July, and or August on the Gregorian calendar. During the 3 weeks, the reading from the prophets, known as the Haftarah on Shabbat, are taken from Jeremiah and Isaiah, which deal with the exiles and the destruction of the temples. Joy and celebration is minimized during this time as an act of mourning. During the 3 weeks, weddings are not performed, music is not listened to. Jews avoid celebrations and pleasure trips. Haircuts and shaving are not done. And the Shehecheyanu, a Thanksgiving blessing, is not recited over new food or clothes except on Shabbat. The 9 days, the first of Av through the 9th of Av, is an even more intense period of mourning. During this period, purchasing new, joyful products is not done. Home improvement or planting trees or flowers is suspended. Meat and wine is not consumed except on Shabbat. Cleaning clothing is not done, and newly laundered clothes are not worn except on Shabbat. And bathing for pleasure is not permitted. Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, is a fast day that marks the end of the 3 weeks and occurs on the 9th of Av, falling in July or August on the Gregorian calendar. This day is a day of fasting and commemorating the multiple tragedies that have occurred on this day. The 9th of Av primarily commemorates the destruction of the first and second Beit HaMikdash, both of which were destroyed on the 9th of Av. According to the Talmud and tractate to Anit, 5 tragedies have befallen Jewish people on this date. The decree by God that the generation that exited Egypt during the Exodus would wander in the wilderness for 40 years and not be permitted to enter the land of Israel. The destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. The destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. Beitar, the last fortress held out against the Romans during the Bar Kokhba revolt, was captured. And Jerusalem was razed. In more recent times, Tish B'Av was the date when all Jews were expelled from Spain in 1492, and World War I began in 1914, which ultimately led to the Second World War and the Shoah, the Holocaust. Tish B'Av is the culmination of a 3-week period of increasing mourning, beginning with the fast of the 17th of Tammuz, which commemorates the first breach in the walls of Jerusalem, before the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. During this 3-week period, weddings and other parties are not permitted, and people refrain from cutting their hair. From the 1st to the 9th of Av, it is customary to refrain from eating meat or drinking wine except on Shabbat, and from wearing new clothing. The restrictions on Tish B'Av include refraining from eating and drinking from sunup to sundown, washing, bathing, shaving, or wearing cosmetics, wearing leather shoes, engaging in sexual relations, and studying Torah. Work in the ordinary sense of the word is also restricted. Many of the traditional mourning practices are observed. People will refrain from smiles, laughter, and idle conversation, and sit on low stools. In synagogue, the Book of Lamentations is read, and mourning prayers are recited. The Ark, the cabinet where the Torah scroll is kept, is draped in black. Even though the 17th of Tammuz, the 3 weeks, and the 9th of Av are a period of mourning for the Jewish people, it is also a period of mourning for the entire world. The Beit HaMikdash is a place of worship for all mankind. During the Messianic era, the Beit HaMikdash will again stand in Jerusalem, and this period of mourning will be a time for celebration. For more information about these holidays, please visit the Orthodox Union, www.ou.org, Chabad, www.chabad.org, and Eish HaTorah, www.eish.com. Thank you for listening to Time of Mourning, the 17th of Tammuz, the 3 weeks, and the 9th of Av. Shalom.